This is the Dynamics AX 2012 developer workspace demo. Before I begin, let me show you a screenshot of the developer experience in AX 2009. What you see here is the AX 2009 application workspace where we have opened the AOT right here. And we have opened the code editor and we have the property sheet. What you can see is that all these developer tools are mixed in together with the application workspace, which gave a very confusing developer experience in AX 2009. Now let's switch to AX 2012. This is application workspace. And if I want to go into developer mode, I can go up here and say new developer workspace, or I can use the shortcut Control Shift W. When I select this, we open up a brand new workspace that's targeted the developer audience. You can see we have the property sheet, nicely docked to the right, and we have the AOT. It's not docked, but it's positioned all the way to the left. And we change the menu so it contains everything you need as a developer. In the status bar, you can see we show the current layer, just like we did before, and we also show the current model. You can change the model by clicking it. And you can basically use AOT just like you could in the past. Navigate classes and what have you, and it's not mixed in with application workspace at all.